This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. February has 28 alone. All the rest have 31, except in leap year. That's the time when February's days are 29. That doesn't even rhyme. Months don't make any logical sense.
A month is hardly a unit of measurement.
Producer Avery Truffleman.
It can be anywhere from 28 to 31 days.
It's a strange design.
Well, the year that we now have and basically consider almost a writ of God actually has had an amazing history.
That is David Ewing Duncan.
The calendar that the world really uses right now is mostly a sort of joining of the Roman calendar and the Egyptian calendar. It's basically when Caesar and Cleopatra were kind of hanging out and doing their thing.
Which is to say, when Roman Caesar and Egyptian Cleopatra were having a torrid love affair.
And the Egyptians, long before the Greeks came, actually discovered the true length of the year.
365 days.
The Nile actually flooded at the same height virtually every year on the same day. And they would just simply mark each year when it hit its height. When Caesar returned to Rome, he introduced the Julian calendar.
And the Julian calendar was instituted throughout the Roman Empire.
The Julian calendar wasn't entirely accurate. And by 1582, Pope Gregory XIII had the wherewithal to say, okay, we have an inaccurate calendar. We're worshiping, you know, all of our holy days on the wrong day.
And with a few small adjustments, we have the Gregorian calendar.
And that's what's on your wall or your phone.
There has not been a huge momentum to try to change things. I mean, we basically live with it. But there are a lot of smart people out there, have been for centuries, that have come up with better calendars, and there are better calendars.
There was one example of calendar reform that actually kind of happened.
A highly rational 13-month calendar, meant to appeal to industrialists.
Because the wonky, weirdly divided Gregorian calendar was difficult for accountants who had to track monthly numbers, and for the people who had to make the trains run on time. And Moses B. Cotsworth was both of those people. Mark Burns wrote an article about calendar reform for Atlantic Cities.
Moses B. Cotsworth was an analytics guy, mostly working in the railway industry.
And he was all about efficiency. The Gregorian calendar wasn't cutting it for him.
In 1902, Cotsworth presented a design for a calendar of 13 months, where every month was exactly 28 days. Four perfect weeks.
And this meant the dates were all standardized as well. You'd always know that the 5th was a Thursday, no matter the month. Cotsworth pitched his perfect calendar around the United States, giving talks about its myriad benefits, but he couldn't find many takers. Except for one of the wealthiest and most successful businessmen of that time, George Eastman.
The founder of Kodak. Eastman basically took it upon himself to promote Cotsworth's calendar design, and he started a Calendar League headquarters in Rochester. In Kodak's office.
They actually convinced a few local businesses to switch to a 13-month calendar.
Including, of course, Mr. Eastman's own company. They used this calendar until 1989.
Apparently, employees found it useful.
George Eastman knew that if he wanted to standardize the calendar, Kodak couldn't do it alone. He would have to convince the rest of the world to make the switch.
Calendar reform became an issue of debate for the League of Nations.
As in the precursor to the UN.
There are 185 plans for calendar reform.
The League of Nations seriously considered adopting this new calendar.
Basically, League of Nations couldn't come to a consensus, and then the rise of Hitler in World War II made it thoroughly unimportant to them, and then the League of Nations folded.
And we just haven't really considered calendar reform since.
It's really a bizarre anomaly of history that this calendar that started with Caesar and Cleopatra, that, you know, was reformed by a pope, you know, was really the Christian calendar. It's now the calendar of the world.
And all we have to help us remember it is a stupid rhyme. That doesn't even rhyme. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.